Hi, I'm Nicole from Homer Soil and Water with this week's roundup of news and tidbits on local agriculture and wild habitat too. First, I'd like to let you know about a few webinars coming up. On Tuesday, March 30th, the Kachemak Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve is doing a presentation on the salmon landscapes we live in and the unseen underground water resources that sustain life and growth in the Kenai Lowlands, part of the Know Your Land series of talks. The Research Reserve is doing some cool things, and this talk brings them to you. The talk will feature their Salmon and People landscape video and discussion on current uses or needs for water in our area, as well as data visualization of some of their research. There will be plenty of time for discussion with the audience and chances for us to share our thoughts with what we are curious about regarding salmon landscapes with the Research Reserve staff. The next webinar is for folks who have a local farm business or any other local business, and you'd like to learn how to produce super easy and free graphics to help you market it. This will take place March 31st. We will be showing a presentation on how to use Canva, a free online site, and all the cool things you can do without having any graphic design experience, things like logo making, brochures, and social media posts. After the presentation, Corinna Bench from My Digital Farmer will take any questions you have. Then, on April 7th and 8th, will be a pair of webinars on irrigating your crops with more precision. The first, on Wednesday, April 7th, is Optimize Irrigation for Your Farm or Garden with a Few Simple Tools, presented by civil engineer Alicia Green and soil conservationist Dave Ianson, both from USDA NRCS in Alaska. Water is the rope in a tug of war between plant roots and the soil. Help your plants win that war and thrive with soil moisture sensors and a flow meter in an effective irrigation water management plan. Then the next day, we will be bringing in a representative from Aerometer, a manufacturer who makes these soil moisture sensors, to talk about the concept behind soil moisture management and the associated products used to measure it. This talk will be geared for small-scale growers like many of you tuning in today. That's happening on Thursday, April 8th. You can find links to join any of the talks I've mentioned on the Homer Soil and Water Conservation District website in our events calendar or on our Facebook page. Coming up on April 9th is the Alaska Farmers Market Association 2021 Virtual Summit. This will be a full day of national and local speakers, skills workshops on grant writing and social media, updates from state agencies, and more. And it's not just for people involved with Alaskan farmers markets, it's open to everyone who likes and supports Alaskan-grown food. You can attend this virtual event at no charge. Registration and the full agenda can be found on the Alaska Farmers Market Association website. Just click the Trainings and Events tab, or you can find it on their Facebook page as well. For those of you out there who are into local food, there are several options to get in on right now. First, the Kenai Peninsula's online farmers market, the Alaska Food Hub, is already open for business. Last time I checked, they had smoked fish, shucked Jackalof Bay oysters, local potatoes, Kay Bay coffee, Two Sisters baked goods, seaweed-infused seasonings and kelp salsas, a variety of fermented local vegetables, and some non-food items as well, like wild-crafted herbal skin products and calendars from Homer's own Alaska Beauty Peony Cooperative. Check it out at alaskafoodhub.org. And if you're someone who'd prefer to receive a box loaded with locally grown produce, herbs, and perhaps even fresh-cut flowers every week from May through October, then a CSA share might be your happy place. CSA stands for Community-Supported Agriculture. The farmers who offer this receive payment upfront at the beginning of the season from their customers, and then the customers receive boxes each week with a variety of types of produce, whatever's fresh and at its peak for harvest. There are three local farms offering CSA shares right now. Homer Hilltop Farm. Find them at homerhilltopfarm.com. Synergy Gardens. Find them at synergygardens.net. And Twitter Creek Gardens. Find them at twittercreekgardens.com. If new farms begin offering CSA shares, we'll let you know about it here on Homer Grown.